Residents in Pulaski will vote in March to keep or abolish the village's police department. WRVO's Tom Magnarelli has the story about the ongoing debate.
Pulaski Mayor Carl Hacks says he will find a way to keep the police department open if taxpayers vote for it. But Hacks believes dissolving the police department will still happen someday because it is taking up a larger and larger portion of the budget each year. It operates on $200,000 annually. If the village's police department is eliminated, 911 calls would be dispatched to the Oswego County Sheriff's Department and the New York State Police Department. Some residents, like Sabrina Hefty, are concerned about a longer response time.
Like, I have three kids. I think it's important that we have immediate response. I can't imagine having to wait half an hour, 45 minutes, to an hour maybe, if they're busy somewhere else.
Pulaski Police Chief Ellery Turpening is also worried state troopers and sheriff's deputies might not always be readily available.
Obviously, the safety of not only the people that are doing those jobs, but also the residents and the people that travel through here is a problem.
Closing down the police headquarters also means the Oswego County Sheriff's Department won't be able to use it as a substation. If someone is arrested in the northern part of the county, officers would have to travel an additional 50 minutes to either Oswego or Central Square for booking. That's time, Turpening says, that they won't be able to spend answering calls.
If you don't have anybody available, you know, who's going to come and when are they going to get here?
Turpening and 9 part-time officers would lose their jobs if the vote goes through. A public hearing is scheduled for February. A similar plan was proposed in East Syracuse to end their police force. That plan was rejected by voters this past October. For WRVO News, I'm Tom Magnarelli.